a very strange offer. All right. Now, so that is the three shittes insofar as Iruv Parshias Ksivka Noroi Ksivka in respect to Mikdash is concerned. Now the Gemara, but that's one Indian where the Shaila of Iruv Parshias is of relevance. But then there's another Indian where the Shaila of Iruv Parshias Ksivka is of relevance. That's Ligavish Smooth. Now, Elohim is mentioned in the Parashah of Shom. So if we say Iruv Parshias Sifkan, so then we say that the requirement of Elohim that is mentioned in the Parashah of Shom Elohim has application to Milv as well. If we say Lav Iruv Parshias, so Melido as well voice requires Smooth and Gimel and Smooth. But if we say Lav Iruv Parshias Sifkan, so then Elohim that is mentioned in the parasha of Shomrim, so does not apply to Yidur Esval Voyez. So Xilis Vachav Voyez, that's in the parasha of Shomrim, the Ibn Ganet. So Xilis Vachav Voyez require Gimel and Smuchim. Mashayim Kei Yidur Esval Voyez. So Lavir of Parashat Sifkan, so the Elohim in the parasha of Shomrim have no application to the parasha of Kesef Talveh. So Mele, there is no requirement. If we say Eino Parshas Sifkan, so the requirement of Elohim and Shleisho, he applies to Gzeles V'chavoes, to Shomrim, but not to Ayrozo. All right. V'kosova. The high call of Balvoye Mishtoye, Shleisho Menolom Balvoye, Homitotoli Nafel, Kamon Velim Balvoye, Oiksi. So man afshach, yi kosovari afshach zizkan li boi nami mukh, yi kosovari ikaw stavik, vi kosovari in yofash zizkan, shloi sholom mali, more answers, lei lo kosovari yofash. So that means the Elohim that is mentioned in the parashi of Shomrim, of Dilis v'chavoles, so applies also to Yidoriz v'alvoes. So then you ask, so Yidoriz v'alvoes also should require smuchim. Uvidin uidui boi nami mukh, Haydui bino mumchim mishum de rabchanin. The machanin is what here, then the moment that the forces, the shirk here, Shenema, Mishvedach de Yerachem, Uma, Tamom, the moment that the shirk here, so Tim Del de Milo. Some in Mele, so Midir I say, so the Gemara, so Rabbi saying that Midir I say, Shleisho is required even by those always, Shleisho and Smuch. But just as the Chachamim made Takone in respect to Rishon Chakira, that in spite of the fact in the Raisi it's not required, so that in the Raisi it is required. So the Chachamim on Misake that it should not be required, Kishon Telvulom. So here too, in spite of the fact in the Raisi, so Smuchim is required by those Valvoes. So the Chachamim on Misake no. So smuchin is not required by Yidoriz V'alvoes. Elo me'ato toilu yishalmu. So Rashi said as follows. Now let's see. Now mishum de Rav Chanine v'takam ze Rav Anu. B'trish yochkir atzor lu yizayini v'diyayim v'dishor lu vol. Shere ha mishvetach di yilachem. Momen eskim foshis. V'chivim b'chsiv. B'trish yochkir ab nefoshis. V'chsiv v'drashtu v'chakarato. Hoadim gri momen. But why the Chachamim say that the Momenes do not require a Trishoch Kirei? Shotin del Milo, Shotin el Dela Sheyimnu Mil Halve, Shem al Yichpeh Avaidim Yitu, Velitei Yidus Mchazanes, Viyapsit Vachaname, Shem al Yimtza Mumchim Likei Filot. Now the Roshan of Rashi here is, Vachaname, Shem al Yimtza Mumchim Likei Filidim. So that's why the Chachamim Misakein, that even if there are no smuchim, so they still can be done. Dinamon, the Ahidor is over. So the Roshan of Rashi is, Vachaname Shemolo Yimtza Mumchim Likeifilin. So it's mashma from the Pashtus Roshan of Rashi to the whole Shaila, whether Iruv Parshi is Sifkan or Lavi or Parshi, that's how it's mashma. The whole Shaila of Parshas Sifkan or Lavi of Parshas Sifkan is whether it can be kafir. But if it's if we say a Parshas Sifkan, So the Elohim that is mentioned in the parsha of Shomrim applies also to Yidro Yisrael Voeh. So Midraise, he cannot be, so Adyeteis cannot be Kefeis Elohim. So the Chachomim or Misakein, that even Adyeteis, not Zmuchim, can be Kefeis Elohim. So the implication being that if it's not a question of being Kefeis Elohim, so then, even without the takon, so they could be done. That we could be midaikal, but we could say no. It's not this. This is not what Rashi means. Perhaps Rashi means something else, because maybe Rashi also means that if we say eruv parshas sifkan, so even without kri it couldn't be done. Because it's not the best. If Parsha Sifkan, so the Elohim that is mentioned by Knosses, it applies to Yidro Yisrael Voeh also. But when Rashi says, Likim Milodim, Rashi means La'afuke, where the Baledin won't be Kabul upon themselves. So in other words, if they won't be Kabul upon themselves, so then they certainly can do it. But then it has to be through Kabole, I mean, they have to be Kabukinian. So it's not that even if we say of Parsha Sifka, so they still, Adyetis can still be done. Adyetis can still have jurisdiction over the Baladin. But only, they cannot force the Baladin to mitigate. But if it's not necessary to resort to force, so then they can be done. No, maybe the Pshat, that's one way of explaining Rashi. But it could be that the Pshat Rashi is, no, that if we say Erev Parshas Sifkan, so Midraise, not only are they incapable of forcing the Baladin to litigate before them at the 8 days, but even when force is not exercised, they still have no jurisdiction to be done. Because Elohim that is mentioned in the Parsha of Shomrim applies also to Yidro Yisrael Voeh. But when Rashi emphasizes L'kefilodin, he means la'afuke, where the Baledin will be kabul upon themselves to Kinyan Sudah. So then, certainly, I mean, that's what Rashi means. So he could explain in two ways the Rashi. Either the Rashi Shite is that even if we say Eruv Parshas Sifkan, and the Elohim that is mentioned in the Parsha of Shomrim applies to Yidro Yisrael Voeh, so it only means that Midraise, there couldn't be any kfir on Yidro Yisrael Voeh. Lodein, Yidro Yisrael Voeh before Bez Nishenum Smuchim. But if it's not necessary to resort to kfir, then they could. Then they could be done. Even without Kabbalah scheme. Or the Pshat in Rashi is, when Rashi says, Rachanam Hashem Elohim Tzimumchen Likev Lodein, he means lafuke, where the Baledin were mikabel upon themselves. Gimel Adyeteis, through Kabbalah Skinyan, so then it's not Chayach. So, Nemonim Olai Gimel Reir Boko, Nemonim Olai Abba Vavicho, so he could mikabel all the psulim to be done, if you are mikabel. So there is a slight deal, because if Rashi had meant lafuke, if they only kabu with Kabbalah Skinyan, so Rashi shouldn't say Vachaname Shem Elohim Tzomum Chilikof Ladin, Vachaname Shem Elohim Tzomum Chilodin. But if they only kabu upon themselves with Kabbalah Skinyan, so then there is Kabbalah. Rashi is Loshdi Shelim Tzomum Chilikof Ladin. But it's not a Rai Machach. It's possible, I mean, to explain Rashi that way also. But El Mato, the Gemara asks, Toh Edyeit is in the moment is, lo yishalmu dechivn dibeshus rabonon ko nachse havlikim mumchim v'chol amumche libez nimto yepotam lishalim ki likamu v'yachad nimomenes ho shini mumche chayet. So how does Rashi explain the Gemara's Kashi? The Gemara's Kashi is, since you say that the Chachom were misaki, that the deities have jurisdiction over it as well, so since the Chachomim or Misake, that the Adyeteis can have jurisdiction over Yidro Yisrael Voeh, so Adyeteis should have the same status like Mumchim. Now, what do we say Gabi Mumchim? What do we say to the mumchim? That if a mumche paskent and then it turns out that he made a mistake, so he's still potter lishal. He's potter lishal. In other words, if a mumche paskent a certain way, he paskent that Reuven is chayv $1,000 to Shimon. So Reuven gave $1,000 to Shimon, and then it turns out that he made the mumche made a mistake, so he doesn't have to. So he doesn't have to pay to Reuven. After all, he was mazik. What kind of a chiyuv could it be? Chiyuv of gami. So the halacha is, if a hedyet paskin incorrectly, so even though he caused the baldin hefsed, so he doesn't have to pay the baldin. He doesn't have to reimburse the baldin for the hefsed that he caused the baldin. If a mumche, but if a hedyet did it, so he does have to reimburse the baldin for the hefsed he caused. So there is a distinction. So the Gemara's kashi is now that you say the Chachom Mo Misaki that the hediyot has jurisdiction over the other as well voice. So the hediyot is just as authorized as a mumche. So just as like a mumche, we say that where the dayan, the mumche, made a mistake, and because of that mistake, the baldin sustained loss, so he doesn't have to reimburse the baldin who sustained the loss. So the hediyot also should say the same thing. In other words, if you say that an hediyot, when he makes a mistake, so he doesn't even have to reimburse the baldin for the loss that was occasioned to him, so then everybody will be deterred. So be deterred from lending money to another, because he'll be thinking, why should I lend money? Shimon will say, why should I lend money to Reuven? If I were to lend money to Reuven, and then I would try to collect Rubezin, and then the Dayan, the Hediyot, would make a mistake. And after all, the Hediyot is very likely to make a mistake. And I would sustain loss. So then you wouldn't even, the Dayan wouldn't even be expected to reimburse me. Why should I take that risk and lend the money? And then if the Dayan makes a mistake, I wouldn't even be entitled to reimbursement. So in other words, so the Gemara's teretz is that for the same reason that the Chachomim Mo Misaki, that it doesn't require mumchi, because otherwise everyone would be deterred from extending loans. So the same reason we should be misakein, the Chachom Mo Misakein, the Torah is mishap. Otherwise, it will be nailed down. Now, how does Taisa say? Elamata Torah Yishalm, period the contrast given the Shuskarde, Shiremumchet Mumchet, Loshin Koshin Shat Neil Misyash, Lahalumina Koshin, Alumina Rimkinat Neil, Elamashm Koshin, Elamashm Loshin Koshin, the Mikirchen Delis Alpor, Vorakosh, Kiven the Haishan Delis. So that's Gemara's kashi. If Yachesh is from Lezeles, so you should say Tov is lo yishalm. Why? Because if he's mechayv lo yishalim, if mechayv lo yishalim, so yisrat lo matzvedi. All right, now. So that we more the cash you have to have to on the moment we slice it eat is we have all these mumkhin we slice lamali ela magale tarte katon. So in other words, the Mishnah tells us, in other words, two things. First of all, he tells us that the moment is, let's say, he do is well voice, So that requires only Shreisha, but not Munchen. Two, with Reise even Munchen, but the fact with Rabbanon. So it requires only Shreisha, but not Munchen. And Zilis V'chavole requires even Munchen. Even Munchen. Tate beton. Rashi. Yochei, the middle of the Shreisha, bin Allah, Rav, we look at this, my inkotot. Tate beton. Was mir den Moment dann aber ich war ich schlechte Kolto da hat wohl ich nur mich ich gut in nei und kann nie hat wohl nei die hat ich dann wohl bis 13 nicht schlecht auch aber nicht den Moment ich will haben wohl gib tag hat die Wade ich gib bin und die Wade ich gib bin und der Pass ist ich kann mir bitte ich sag mich der Khanine war ich komma die Moment ist da die soll wohl ist beschwein schön geht und sie will haben wohl ist schlecht am mich so das Robster so Robster kommt die that this Mishnah would say, that this Mishnah holds a Rupasha Sifka. Some male in the right say, Gimul and Smuchima require the Midwest of Ways. Because the Lom of Misakin, that Smuchim shouldn't be required by the Midwest of Ways. But Gimul is required. Rabache Breit Ravikoma, Midrais Echad Name Kosha. שנאמר בצדק תשווה את המסך אלו משום יש ויקון נאו לציע הורה שכתי מדראי זה חד נמקו בידוי זו אלווי תכתיב תשווה את ראשי יוחד ואין ירו פאזי כאן זו ראש אקספלינס רבה חברית רביקה that where is according to Rove so we say that ירו פאזי יסיף כאן so רבה חברית רביקה holds that אין ירו פאזי יסיף כאן Eine Passivka. Now, if it's eine Passivka, Ksivka, so that means that the him that is mentioned in the Parsha of Shomrin does not apply to Idoiz Valvoiz. Does not apply to Idoiz Valvoiz. So, see, if it doesn't apply to Idoiz Valvoiz, so not only Smuchim shouldn't be required, even Shleisha shouldn't be required, and here we say that the Nomomenes requires Shreisha. So the answer is, Umasnissen war et artiget. No, so, Umasnissen war et artiget, and Ikeda Moran, and we Shreisha with the Southwest, Lav mit Reise, Elo mit Rabon. So why is Shreisha required, that's only mit Rabon, but mit Reise, even Shreisha is not required. Even Shleish is not required. Why isn't it required? Because all B'tzedek Tishvei Dam Misach. So Tishvei is Rosh Yoch. But Rashi says that according to Rabach Breit Ravike, so it's any of Pashi Yisifra. Teiz is Yichel. Umidrei Sechad Namet Kosher. Pirish Vikontrem. Because so far any of Pashi Yisifra. Because didn't came be tzedek tishpit lomel, monafshach. If we say in Eruv Parshas Sifkan, so the Elohim that is mentioned in Parshas Shomrim has no application to Idoiz Valvoiz. So why do we have to resort to tzedek tishpit lomel? Because of Shiloch. So Jesus says, Ikach nire, that few man the Yisrael of Parshas, even if we say Eruv Parshas, so we still say that Yochid is done. Why? Because of the posik of B'tzedek Tishvei Amisach. Now there is a machleger Hashemim in connection with Ravache Breit Ravike. Ravache Breit Ravike says Midraise Chad Namekosha. Does that mean that Chad Namekosha, we don't need Shleish because of the Zakos of B'tzedek Tishvei Amisach, Losh Yochid. But Somuch is required. Chad Namekosha, but that one has to be Somuch. Or, since there is exerts a kosm, so not only the shleisha is not required, even smuchim is not required. Even smuchim is not required. So, most rishonim say, the Ramban says, that the pshat in Ravache Breit Ravike is, that mit Reis hat Name Koscher und Wilm hat Hedi in das Koscher. Because Zerik nicht fehlt. Am Isera. That's, that's Rambanschi. Rambanschi, then Ranschi, then also like that. Now let's see what Rabbi Hananel says. Ravache breit Ravike Oma mit Reise, hier an der Marge. Ravache breit Ravike Oma mit Reise, afilu chad na mekosh. שנמה בצדק תשע מסכו, ומשום שייך נמדינה אישיים בהם מומחים, הסכינו גימו. So it's mashma from Drach Losh Nia and Rishini mentioned it in the name of Drach, that he holds, even when comes Ravach Abrit Ravike, so he learns out, he deduces from Tzedek Tisham Secho, that he may yochit kevida, but Smuchim is required. Now let's see, I mean, in order to defend Drach, we have to finish of that Gemara. Oh, so Ravach Abrit Ravike, Oma Amit Reis, Echad Nami Kosher, Shenema Bitzelik Tishu Tam Misecho, Elo Mishum Yesh Vikrone. What does Rashi say? What does Kseira Mishum Yesh Vikrone mean? Tagorim Shein Kim Bitiv Dinim. V'yizake es ha-chaye, v'yichaye v'sazak. V'yichaye v'sazak. So what's Yeshvikrona is? Yeshvikrona is means merchants who sit in the corners and they do business, but they are not keen in the Nitor. So Gzeirom Shvi Yeshvikrona is. So Chachomim Omisakein, that we need three. So or to be plotted, so what kind of a guarantee do we have that we will be key? Monif she'achiv v'yacheshish. For yesh v'kronei, so even if you have three, so you have three yesh v'kroneis. So he says, or to be plotted v'yachiv yesh v'kroneis, yev shuv es l'chadigom. So if you require three, so among the three, there will be one who will know a little bit. El ma'ato toyu v'yishalm. So kosh nefesh yesh v'kronei. Mayike b'rovel ravache b'chit ravike. Yigvenaye do mashmur. Shnayim shedon et neem di. Elo shenik chobez b'chot. B'rovel les lishmur. Ravache b'chit ravike is lishmur. Alright. Now, but how does... So Rashi explains yesh v'kronei is tagorim shen p'kin b'tivdini. V'yizake sachaye v'chaye v'sazak. So why are these Tagorim called Yeshvikronei, those who sit in the corners? They probably had stands on which they sold merchandise in the corners. So they were called Yeshvikronei. But let's see how the Rav Hananel explains. Ravach Abrit Ravike Oma Amit Reis Afilu Chad Kosher Shenema Bitzedek Tishu Tam Misecho Umishum Sheikh Nemidinei. So what does Kronei mean according to Rach? That means certain places. That means in certain places, certain cities, that are way. So where you don't have chachomim, you don't have mumchim. Sheim b'mumchim, what it means, sheim b'mumchim, you don't have smuchim. So iskinu gimu. So that means, and Visheni mentioned the name of Rabbi Hananel, that Hananel holds that even though Ravache Breit Ravike says that Chavid Reis Chad Name Kosher Shnei Mishzerek Tishvut Amisecho, so that only implies that we don't need three. But Ravache Breit Ravike doesn't say that Yedis can be done. One can be done, one Somuch can be done, even though it's not three. But a Hediyet cannot be done. Cannot be done. Now, in other words, now is Manazeh, so we are done because of Shlosh HaSayek Avdino. But let's say Bisman when they were smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, so then according to Ravach Abrit Ravike, so midraise one somuch could be done. One somuch could be done, but a hedyet couldn't be done. So then. So this is what Rach says. Mishum yeshi kone is, mishum sheikh ne midine is. Sheim bo emumchim, had no smuchim. So iskinu gimu. So, yev shebo ad lesbo chadi komila. So in other words, so then, and then the Rach concludes. that's in accordance with what the Rishani mentioned in the name of Rach. V'kaimel an kravach v'edravike, v'mid reise chad v'hu mumche, if he's his somuch, v'kiplu alaye don din amomenes, ki di binon v'nim alekam. So he says, v'hu mumche, mid reise chad v'hu mumche, but at yetes, chad hedyet, cannot be done. Now the shite of the Ramban is, the kori kravach v'edravike, so even a hedyet can be done, mid reise. Even hedyet can be done. But the Ramachananel shite means, That only somuch can be done. Rabach Ravike only learns out from Sefer Masecho that we don't require shleishim, but a hediyet cannot be done with the right. Now let's see. So we have a machleke between the Ramban and the Rach. What's the shita of the Ramban? So the shita of the Ramban, the way it's mentioned now, Rambam in Perikim with an Edwin Aloch Chesed, Dibi Knosses, Gigizilis, Vahavoles, Dashlumikev, Dashlumachamushe, Venis Vampata, Haiti, Ven Donne, so Shlisha Mumchi, Vimas Mumchi Berat Israel. I will show them in Momenes, Kenidoris Valvoes, in Zriche Mumchi, Elo Afil Shlisha Dietis, Viafil Echod Mumchi, Donnez. So what's the Rambam is, Viafil Echod Mumchi. Now, Afil Echod Mumchi. So he says, Lificho, don't even do it, but where is Chayit Mechuswar? So it's a mission says Kosovo Ramach with Fichot and Midori. Ten, keep me shu posa kravache v'red raviki. So he, in other words, the Rambam passed on kravache v'red raviki. Diminateiro chad name kosher. Dichsi v'celek tishit amisech. Now on that point there is also Machlok Rishani. The Rambam paskens like Rob, that Eir of Parshi is Sifka, so mid reise, so Gimla required, by those of ways, and smuchim, but the chachomim won't be sakin because it's under the law that even mediated can be done. That's the psak of the Ramban. But the psak of the Ramban is not like Rove, but like Ravach Ravikin. So teime kivim, shu posek Ravach Ravikin, atir chanamiko, shedichsit eknem secho, minayin shi somu. Veid, visomuch mayra, fuz rabonon kosh. So that's what we see from the Loshna Ramban. The Rambam paskins, number one, Rambam paskins ravachet reid ravike, and the old, that even according to ravachet ravike, who says, reise chad name kosher, so it means chad is kosher, we don't require shleishon, but smuchim it has to be, chad hediyet not. Now, that's how it's mashma from our text. Miacha, the Miri, page 5. So he writes as follows. Miacha shekosabnu, shemina teiro afidoyes valvoyes chichem shleisha mumchim, elo shetiknu shi shleisha edietes kshirin bo, mitam shalotin galpne lom, atolome shishnaim shadonu in the name din klau. The Gemara says, but that's nafkimi. So, umikol mokei, bi. So in other words, so the Miri at first, paskens, like Rovi. That's in line with the shite of the Rambam. The Daloch is like Rovi. ומקום מוקים במומחין אבי יוחד מומחי ושאמר למטו למומח לרבים דף לחידים את יוסיפה שיוחד מומח למוקים בידי ויש פייסקין קרבחי זה זה שיטס הרמבה ויש פייסקין קרבחי שאומר בסוג יזו שמנעתיר ודאי זו עבוי יזדונם ביוחד then he says ואפילו הדי all right so you could say he doesn't mean the Rambam אפילו הדי ואחרי להדיע את זה שמידי וסייפכים ואז כשפי שמישהו יש ויקרוניס ודע זה שניים שדונו דני מדינה ודיק דני סייף וגדי לי המחברים קוסבו קוסבו שמנתי רעודונם ביחידי על בהדית so in other words so he mentions in the name of the Rambam that even Yochid had yet his dam mit Reis I mean apparently the Meiri had a different gear say in the text of the Rambam because in our text he says va fiu yo echod mum khedomis so he probably had a different gear say after he had the donis and I mean there is no other terence so he says now so the one who wrote the agoyes he says al the head yet in the rambam the head yet rakabinu rakabinu for his war so he says rakabinu for his war but it's not that in the rambam the head yet I mean, from the Russian Rambam, it's the head here, just the opposite. I feel like it's more. I feel like it's more. So, all right, now, so anyway, so it seems that the Miri had a different girse in the Rambam. But according to our girse, the Rambam is saying that even Rav Acha b'Reid Ravike, who says with the Arshis from the Posik, Tzedek Tishadam Secho, that even Echot, Echod is down, so it only means Tzedek Tishadam Secho only implies. And that's not difficult. Because how does Rashi explain Tzedek Tishadam Secho? Because Losh Yoch. So that verse of course only implies that we don't need Shreisho. But it has nothing to do with Eruv Parshas Tifka. I'm sorry. It has nothing to do with the question of Somuch. On the contrary, but Somuch is required. Somuch is required. Now, Teise says here, mit reise hat name kosch. Pirat mit kundres, die Kosova in ihre Phase sich kam. Die kosche dem kein mit der Tisch steht normally. So I frage da mit jo hol. In ihre Phase ist so weit das have to resort to the Fuß auf die Tisch mit dann sehr hoch ja. Du let him say that Jochit Shadon the reise hat name kosch an the basis because love of Phase ist. So maybe that the Elohim is mentioned in the parasha of Shomrim, it's not mentioned in the parasha of Kesef Talmud. So we don't have to resort to Yalfus and Tzedek Tishadam Secho. So Teisa says, Litach, Nireh da filo man disli erof parasha is kom. So that means even, so Rabba Teisa says, that Rabbacha b'rit Rabbike can hold that erof parasha is kom. So if we say a parasha, so that means that the Elohim that is mentioned, parasha of Shomrim, should have application even to Ido Israel voice. So then we should say that to require Shleisho, but because of the Alfusi. Of Zeziyon Secho, we know that he doesn't require Shleisho. He doesn't require Shleisho. Now the Yosemeyach says that the Rambam also holds that Rabach Ravike called Rabach Ravike, so he of Parshis is come. So Parshis is come. So Mele, if he of Parshis is come, so if we didn't have the Alfuset, the Grotakos, of Bitzelik Tishvetam is Echo, so then we should say the Elohim that is mentioned in the Parsh of Shomrim is to be applied to the Parsh of Mikesef Talveh also. So Mele, two things. First of all, Elohim is mentioned, and that is to be applied to the Parshas Ketuvos, and three times Elohim is mentioned. So maybe that means we require Shleish also. So then we have the, but we have the Zerzakosu, B'tzedek Tish B'tam Nisecho, that Loshen Yochid. So what does that imply? That this Aloche of three times, That doesn't apply to Ido Israel voice because of the Zerzakos Tzedek Tishvetam Secho, but since Eruv Parshas Tifkan, so mele the Aloch of Smuchim, that doesn't apply. Tzedek Tishvetam Secho only tells us that the three Dayonim we don't require. That because Tzedek Tishvetam Secho was Yochid, but the fact that the Elohim that is mentioned, not three times Elohim, but that Elohim that is mentioned in the parasha of Shomrim, that it is to apply to also to the parasha in case of Talmud. So we have no Gzeras HaKosu that the requirement of Elohim doesn't apply to him with Goyes Valmoyes. We only have Igros HaKosel the three times, the three Dayonic, the number three Dayonic. That doesn't apply to Goyes Valmoyes. Masha'inkin, the requirement of Somuch, we have no Igros HaKosel implicit in the Tzadik Tishta Masechot. And since it's Iruf Parshas Sifkar, Perek Parshas Sifkar, so Mimele, Smuchim is required by Goyes Valmoyes Midraise. This is how the Yosemeach explains the Shita of Rambam. And he also says, the Yosemeach says that the Rambam agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Hananel. I mean, that's usually the case. I mean, the Rambam follows up the Shita of the Rif, which is the Shita of Rabbi Hananel. So Rabbi Hananel says, Ravachet b'rit Ravik yom ha-midraisa fulchat kosher, shenema, tzitzim ha-sechom, shemshich ne-midines, shem b'memurchim, hiskinu gimu. So what does shech ne-midines, so what does Yishvi Kronis mean? Not like Rashi. Rashi says Yishvi Kronis means Tagorim, who are not Pkim b'dine Torah. And he says, Yishvi Kronis means those who live in cities, in distant corners of the country. In other words, that's Yishvi Kronis. Not Tagorim, but in the distant corners of the country, where there are no smuchim. There are no smuchim, but there are very few smuchim. So the Rambam explains the Gemara in accordance with the pshat of Rabbi Chanan. Right, I have another shia, so that will be enough. I'm just coming in.